This is Matt Wells at UN News. UN Environment has a new patron with a remarkable track record of working with businesses and governments to protect and conserve national parks. Christine Tompkins, the first ever UN Environment patron of protected areas, in an interview with UN News, makes it clear that she's passionate about preserving natural landscapes. Together with her late husband, Douglas Tompkins, her efforts have led to the creation of 6 new national parks and protected areas in Chile and Argentina, spanning an area nearly the size of Alaska. Just last year, she donated approximately 1 million acres in Patagonia to the Chilean government in order to create new protected areas. She's also been a lead donor in the effort to purchase some 371,000 acres towards a future national park in Argentina's Ibera wetlands. After her designation last week, Ms. Tompkins spoke with Liz Scafidi about how she hopes her new role will help inspire others in the private sector to protect nature.
One of the hopes is that our models for conservation could be duplicated in other parts of the world, and just sharing our experiences over the last 26 years and whatever else they throw my way.
So what exactly is the model?
At Tompkins Conservation, which is our family foundation, we have been acquiring lands and working with governments in Chile and Argentina to eventually donate those lands in the form of new national parks for each country. And those governments have also added a lot of territory to their conservation areas over the last 25 years. So we work very closely with each government.
Would you say they match your gifts of land?
No, sometimes they give more. We work in the spirit of everybody having a win-win situation by the end of any conservation deal. So
that's wonderful. So you're a private organization.
Yes, we are.
And you raise money?
Some. We have some excellent, like-minded conservation partners. But the majority of our work has been funded out of the assets that we were fortunate to acquire during our business lives.
And your business life?
My husband was the founder of The North Face, a clothing company. And then with his former wife, Susie, they started the Esprit fashion company. And I worked for Yvonne and Melinda Chouinard since the early 70s and helped create Patagonia Clothing Company.
Patagonia Clothing. So you worked there when you were a young woman and worked your way up to becoming the CEO?
I was 21, 22 when I started and retired at 43.
When did you become so involved in conservation?
Doug really started in 1991, made the first purchase of land, which today has been added to one of Argentina's most beautiful national parks. And that's how he got started. And I really began to understand that something was wrong within the environment only because of Melinda and Yvonne Chouinard, the owners of Patagonia Company, because in the 70s, they were very concerned about particular species of fish in the local rivers and so on. And that was a realization to me. But I took to it very enthusiastically and have been sort of educating myself and training myself since then. And then, of course, when we started this large-scale conservation in Chile and Argentina, you have to get up to speed very fast.
Well, you were always an avid outdoorist.
Always.
No? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Before you became so involved, had you been to these areas?
Doug had since the early 60s. He was a ski racer, and he was training in the off-season along the Andes. And so he didn't have any money, so before or after the training season, he would hitchhike around and got to know it pretty well. And that's what sparked his imagination.
And that sparked
and for the
yours.
Future. Well, he sparked my imagination and the territory.
Would you call this a public-private partnership?
Yes, absolutely. And I hope to see many more of them, because I think that is one of the answers toward conservation in the future.
What do you envision the role of corporations in helping to combat climate change?
Oh, I think they have the role. I'm not a climate scientist, so I can't speak to it in detail, but I think we all know that CO2 emissions, which is causing climate change, comes out of the commercial sector. So they have a huge responsibility, as do sovereign governments, to put legislation into place to encourage, quote unquote, all companies that they have to come into line with certain emission regulations and standards. You look at the United States at the moment, you see that regulating industry and emissions and things like that are less popular now. So that's going in the wrong direction.
Do you think perhaps you can use your new role to help reverse that?
Oh, I don't know if I would have any impact on corporate legislation direction, but I certainly hope to have some way to support the UN in terms of long-term conservation protection.
Do you have any personal goal yourself moving forward?
If I can take what we've learned over the last quarter of a century, both good and bad, yes, I tend to be a person who speaks her mind and I hope sees things for what they are. And if I can promote that kind of transparency and directed conversations, then yeah, I hope so.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I hope that large entities such as the UN but begin to take a much more active role at an international level, national, local level, to begin to counteract the effects of our impact on the natural world. Because we depend on, from the very first breath we breathe as newborn babies, we are 100% dependent on a healthy ecosystem, and we are going in the opposite direction. There's a way to use this position to remind people of that and inspire, cajole, nudge institutions in that direction, then I would certainly do it.